Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio. Boy, do I have exciting news today, and only today, Tuesday, August 8th, 2017, I am relaunching the digital download version of my remarkable autobiography. Let's get it the right way. I Am an Angelic Walk-In for the ridiculously low price of only $1. Now, this is only the digital download version on Kindle from Amazon. My dream is to become a number one best-selling author, and with your help and support, I know that this is possible. Now, do remember that the special price of $1 is only for today, 24-hour sale for Tuesday, August the 8th, and only through Amazon. Again, if you know of any family or friends or anybody on social media who would like to go on my amazing adventure and experience my journey, the journey of how I, Angel Ariel, created heaven on earth for myself, my beloved twin flame Pete, and for others, please do share this remarkable information. I'd like to thank you in advance for helping me to make this amazing dream come true. And it couldn't happen at a more energetically charged month. With this energetically intense new month of August, which, by the way, features no less than a lunar eclipse, which was last night, the 7th of August, and the solar eclipse coming up, which is August 21st. And today is the 8-8. It's the Lion's Gate portal of energies, which is open. And also there's a Mercury retrograde, which is thrown into the mix, which happens for us on August 12th through to September 5th. We are being bombarded with energies. So please, especially in the next 5 to 6 weeks, please be gentle with yourself and go with the flow. Now, with us opening and shifting to bring in more of our spiritual awareness and more spiritual knowledge. I started last week's month. The topic was the keys to spiritual knowledge, and you can access that the previous Angel Healing House radio program last week. As with all my shows, they are archived on the Transformation Talk Radio page. But today, the Posse of Angels want to talk about a topic which they've entitled, You Are Spiritual Enough Already. You know, the theme for this program was prompted by two people. One of them was a caller into my radio program, and they asked me and the Posse of Angels how she could be more spiritual. Well, the Posse of Angels finds this question of how one can be more spiritual very amusing, as we are already spiritual beings having a human experience, and we certainly don't have to do anything to be more spiritual. In fact, it would actually benefit all of us, instead of doing spiritual things, to just allow ourselves to be and accept that we are already spiritual. Again, last week's program was that we are all born with the spiritual wisdom within ourselves, and we do not have to look outside to acquire it. Now, the Posse of Angels wish to emphasize that each and every one of us is a special and unique energy of God's source. And at the core essence of who we are all the same. No matter who we are, no matter what material wealth we may have acquired, and no matter what we've done, our choices and decisions that we've made, at the core essence of all of ourselves is love. We are love, and the reason this is so, because each of us is a child of the divine and protected, guided, and provided for, cherished under his or her God's providence. The more we allow this knowing of just how divine we truly are to radiate forth of us, of course not in a superior or a loftier way that we are in any way better than others, but the more we own and embrace that we are all children of God, then our lives will be a direct reflection of this deep knowing and radiance from within. And the Posse of Angels wants to throw the question back to you, dear listeners, and they are asking you, what does being spiritual mean to you? Okay, do things like having an encyclopedic knowledge of crystals and their healing properties, or knowing the names of all the archangels, does that make one more spiritual? Do attending workshops and reading New Age books, or perhaps getting more and more certification from spiritual courses, does that make one more enlightened? You know, when it comes to people investing their time and their money into being more spiritual, I often reflect on the fact that a couple of fellows by the name of Jesus, Moses, and Buddha did not attend any spiritual courses, and they certainly didn't have any certifications that attested to the fact that they had attained spirituality. You know, if doing these things alone led to living a spiritual life, then we would all certainly be living in a much different world by now. It does remind me of the year 2005 when I worked part-time in a New Age shop in Queensland, Australia. Now, unbeknownst to all of us who were interviewed for this selling position, the owner of the shop, now, this is not his real name, but let's call him Harry. Harry's surprised us all in the interview by upturning a bag of crystals onto the table during each one of our interviews and quizzed each girl to see how many of the crystals we could identify and their characteristics and healing properties. Well, having been a healing practitioner working with crystals for several years, I was able to easily identify all the crystals and their properties. Harry expressed that he was very impressed with my knowledge, but he was even more impressed with the part of my resume that said that I was the number one seller when I worked as a fashion coordinator at Esprit several years previously. after I was hired. Harry set up a meeting to teach the 5 part-time shop girls, including myself, how best to sell. When we were in the meeting, he said the first thing that we should do when we arrived at the store was to go into the back room, survey what we were overstocked with, and then remember to push those items onto the customers. Having been a top seller and knowing how I got that position, I put my hand up and I said, "Well, excuse me, but wouldn't it be better to be of service to the customers and find out how we can best serve their needs without pushing things on them just because you ordered too much?" Harry's eyes were unemotional, cold like steel, and lifeless as he completely ignored my idea of being of service, and he restated, "Like I said, when you arrive at the store, go to the back room, survey what we overstocked with, and then push those items onto the customers." Well, obviously, just because he owned a spiritual store did not instantly translate to him of being of service to others, as his top priority was not a heavenly connection, but was solely focused on his bottom line. With my clairvoyant abilities, you know, many times customers would enter the store and they would walk past me and I would pick up impressions of what was concerning them. Many times as they stood in front of the book section, I would grab a book and say, "May I suggest this book to you? It may be of interest." And the customers would say, "How did you know that this was concerning me and the topic that I came in for?" I would tell them about my healing practice, and many of them booked sessions with me. I do remember one time in particular, it was late in the afternoon, and a sole customer entered the store. As this lady walked past me, I clairaudiently heard the word cancer as she went to look at the books. When I asked her if she needed any help, she said that she didn't know why she had walked into the store, but she just felt drawn to come in. I handed her the book, You Can Heal Your Life, by Louise L. Hay, and she began to cry. Getting her a glass of water and some tissues, suddenly the posse of angels started to give me channeled information to pass along to this weary, frightened woman who was nursing her beloved husband through cancer. She felt so comfortable with me that she poured out her heart and she unburdened herself. After our talk, she said she felt like the weight of the world had been lifted from her shoulders and that I had helped her to renew her hope and faith in living. She kept hugging me profusely for my care and concern. Walking her to the front of the shop, I turned around and saw that my boss, Harry, had been watching me the whole time. He shook his head and merely said, "Go dust the shelves. You spend far too long with the customers." You know, it was this care and this love and this attention and being of service to the customers that saw hundreds of people stop in just to say hi to me. And more than not, when they were in the store, they bought something. You know, when I left that job, the posse of angels told me that all the good energies had disappeared. And not long after I left the store closed down. Here was someone who owned a New Age shop and was theoretically well-versed in all the spiritual contents of his store, but was not practically and as spiritual at all, as he did not translate any of his spiritual knowledge into how to allow his divine, eternal, spiritual nature to reflect from him and how to be of best service to others. Our divine, eternal nature is one that reflects the qualities inherent in us as children of God. To live and to realize our divine, eternal nature truly has nothing to do with anything external. Our true spirituality has to do with mastering ourselves. Okay, but what does it mean to master oneself and fully embrace and live one's spirituality? And the answer from the posse of angels is not so much in what you do, but by allowing your spiritual nature to simply shine forth from you. And as we discussed, things like knowledge of angels and tarot and crystals and astrology and past lives, these are all external things that get us to redirect our focus on things that help us to remember what already exists inside of ourselves. Yet without mastery of the self, it's very easy to know all about spirituality in theory and experience very little of the practical nature of spirituality in our lives, like my dear boss, Harry. I experienced this with clients in my healing practice when I first arrived in the States, and this was 2008. I was surprised when I had so many Reiki masters book sessions with me, and they had severe emotional and debilitating physical illnesses. It seemed that they were very good at telling others how to live their lives with more joy, balance, peace, and self-love, but they certainly were not practicing it in their own life. In other words, it's very easy to talk the talk, but not walk the walk. The Posse of Angels is sharing a checklist with us, not so much on being more spiritual, but how to master ourselves in order to gain mastery over our lives. Now, their number one hint here is to follow one's truth. When we are firmly on our path of self-mastery, some people can take on an air of superiority when mastership has nothing to do with superiority over others. It has to do with connecting to the truth inside of ourselves and mastering who we are. Truth for each one of us has to do with that which resonates with the most heartfelt feelings within ourselves, and then having the empowerment to take inspired action to live our truth to others, no matter what, no matter if it's scary, no matter if it goes against the norm, no matter if it goes against conventional wisdom, and it can be as scary as putting one's face on a book that is as questionable as I am an angelic walk-in. Number two, their number two is aligning ourselves with our divine will inside. The more focus we give to following our truth inside, the more we align with our divine connection. And when we begin to accept that deep inside all of us is a spark of God's will, we start to get a glimmer into unlocking our unlimited potential inside, which is our divine eternal nature. You know, once we align ourselves with God's divine will, we will experience a life of empowerment, of faith, and trust. In essence, we start to live a life of grace. You know, when we commit ourselves to co-creating with the will of God, when we give our heart and our soul to God, when we serve knowing that we are a divine manifestation of God in physical form and thus recognize our own divinity, then we will be aligned with our spirituality. Now, number three, the practice of self-love is so important for us to create a world of love. Because we all come from the same divine source, it is actually our birthright to be a shining example of God's eternal love. This idea of self-love is one of the hardest lessons for many of us to learn. You know, many think that self-love means that we are arrogant, or perhaps that we are selfish and perhaps self-centered. But truly loving ourselves is all about honoring and respecting and acknowledging just who we are. For if we do not infuse ourselves with love, how can we expect others then to love us? Once we've aligned ourselves with the God within us, we begin to live a life based on on faith. You know, everyone, faith is the unwavering knowing deep inside of ourselves and is something that develops with practice. You know, it's like practicing a muscle with exercise. Over time, it becomes strengthened and larger. And that's how faith happens. I like the expression that goes, the only way to experience faith is to have faith. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that in order to strengthen our faith, it's important to know deep in our hearts, number one, we are not and never have been alone. Every one of us is surrounded by loving, protecting angels and spirit guides whose only task is to guide and protect us and to look after our well-being, but know very well that they cannot interfere with free will and free choice, but they are around us to protect and guide us 24 hours every single day of our physical incarnation. Number two, we are always where we're meant to be, and as such, there are no mistakes. This is a wonderful one because so many people question, oh, that shouldn't have happened, this shouldn't have happened. Everything happens for our highest good. And although some situations and events may seem like a mistake to us, again, there's always a higher purpose and a greater scope for learning and for the growth of our soul. And aside from what we expect and attach to what happens in our physical reality, we are here for the expansion of our soul. Now, number three, to do with faith, the deep knowing that we are all children of God gives us a sense that all of our needs will be provided for and met. Our nature and our natural heritage and birthright is one of being abundant. Abundance is our nature, and we are pure potential in any moment to be able to recreate a reality which may not be, we may not see as beneficial for us. By believing these points deep in our hearts, we have faith that whatever happens in our lives, it actually could be a stepping stone to a greater understanding and growth toward living in the light of God, living in that divine light. People who live in this unfailing faith know that whatever they draw to themselves is there for their highest good. Therefore, you know, everyone, it really doesn't matter so much what manifests in our lives, as the pleasure of life is experienced in each experience and in every moment that we live. If things were meant to be different, there would be something different that would have been presented to us. Now, I agree, this is divine faith in action. And you know what? Even though things may not always turn out the way that you want them to turn out, one who has allowed their spiritual essence to shine forth remains clear that something will happen. For no matter what turns up in our lives for us, even if it's contrary to what we've been attached to or what we've expected, we are certain that as a divine spiritual being, each one of us, we are constantly under the most amazing, remarkable guidance and protection of God's love and direction. And you know what? This deep-felt, heartfelt knowledge makes us the most spiritual that we can be. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just a reminder, if you tuned in late, that today is a very special day. I'm so excited as I am relaunching the digital download version on Amazon, the Kindle version of my remarkable autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and it's for the ridiculously low price of only a dollar, but only for 24 hours today, August 8th, 2017. So if you know of any family and friends who would like to go on this extraordinary, true, adventure and journey with myself, Angel Ariel, in this remarkable autobiography. You can download it for Kindle. Now, that's for your iPads, your smartphones, your tablets. And in this way, you can go on the journey with me. We will be back in a few minutes, and we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings with myself and the Posse of Angels. See you soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Everyone, once again, and you are back with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And just a reminder, very special day for me today as I'm relaunching the digital download version of my book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, on Amazon. Only the Kindle download version for your iPads and smartphones and things like that for the ridiculously low price of only a dollar. But it's a 24-hour sale only today, August the 8th. So jump in and get your copy of my remarkable true autobiography of myself, Angel Ariel, and how I created heaven on earth for myself, my beloved twin flame Pete, and others since I walked in on January 11th, 2003. So let's go to our callers. Our first caller we're going to go to is James in Miami. James, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and the lovely Posse of Angels. How are you today, James?
Hello, James. Can you hear us?
Hi. Yes, I can.
Okay. How are you today, James?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And do you find that you accept yourself as a spiritual being?
Absolutely. I think I have no choice.
Well, I guess we have a choice. You know, we can read all the spiritual things that we can read and attend workshops and listen to seminars and, you know, until it comes out of our ears. But, you know, I think the most important part of all of this is that it just reawakens us to who we divinely are and then to start practically, you know, instilling that in our lives.
I agree. You have to accept that you are a spiritual being. A word that I use sometimes is energy, especially when I'm in, you know, more conservative circles. You're an energy being. You're an energetic being or highly sensory being. You know, we've have to come to a point of accepting that. We're not just the mind. We're
yes.
not just the body, but there's a lot other parts to ourselves. There are greater parts or deeper parts to ourselves, and we have to acknowledge that.
Yes, exactly. And the funny thing about all of this is that once you really do open up to the fact that you are a multidimensional being and not just held in this, what I call this funny little meat suit that we are confined in for this incarnation, then you start living this extraordinary life that is so far-reaching that it exponentially takes on this miraculous and magical reality or illusion, and it becomes like a treasure map that you, like a child, you, in every moment you're giddy because you know that you are working as a co-creator, as a multidimensional being limitless and boundless with potential, and it becomes such an exciting way to live.
Yeah, it's freedom. You get to be more of yourself.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
You get to be more of yourself.
Yeah, isn't that that's a great way to put it, James. You get to be more of yourself. So not held only in this physical space and time, but through all space and time continuum. So did you have a particular question today or a general?
Oh, I'm just so open to what the angels have cooking up there. And I feel them. I feel the mischief in the air.
Okay, let's see what the angels have to say about James and give him some. Oh, that one really wanted to come out. Okay. All right. This card is, oh my gosh, the sun. That I think the sun is the best card in the tarot deck. The sun is radiant. The sun is you feeling free. It's shining a light on your accomplishments. The posse of angels are applauding you, James, because they're saying it has been a long road for you and to be able to come to this stage of acceptance, of self-love, and of honoring and respecting yourself. So I love the sun card. That's shining a light on you and your accomplishments. Do you have certain things, endeavors, or projects in the work that you're developing at the moment?
I do, and it feels as if everything is a green light.
Oh my gosh. And they're saying
a surge of energy.
Yes, this and that's what the Lion's Gate is today, the 8-8. It's opening up this huge portal for us to move us forward. And many things are gonna present themselves in this week coming up. And then we have a Mercury retrograde for us to recoup and then re-edit and redo in order for them to they always have said summer harvest to me for our projects and our endeavors, that we will be presented with that little piece of puzzle, how to move forward. And then it's like not a dress rehearsal, but in September they're saying for us that are enlightened and conscious, they're saying it's showtime to actually open it up and present it to the world. So the next card for you is it's called the Herald of Spring in this deck, but this is the Page of Wands. Now, this is messages coming in about your projects, your visions, and how people will want to support them, promote them. These are people in authority, people with money, people with connections to move your projects forward. And the next one is the Six of Pentacles. This is the people giving you money card. This is wonderful. So I hope you're as giddy as I am. Okay, I do have this new deck of mine, the Oracle of E, and it's such a funny deck because it's not traditional tarot. I'm just going to pull one of these cards for you, and you'll see when I pull one of the cards what I'm talking about or what I'm speaking about. Okay, this card is I got your back. So this card is reminding you that the universe, hey, James, we got your back. Okay, it's a number 624, which is a six number, which is about peace, love, more balance in your life. And the angels have got this. The angels have got your projects. They've got your dreams and your wishes. And they're saying, all you got to do now is enjoy the ride. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
That's been very helpful for me. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And take care and have an absolutely beautiful 8-8 today. And enjoy those energies coming in for all of us.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care. Have a beautiful day. Bye. Thank you, James. And that brought to light many things. I always say that the readings are not just for that individual person, because we can garner so much from the messages that they receive. And the message is those projects, those endeavors, those things that we have been working on, or those dreams and prayers that, you know, fell by the wayside in the last couple of years or more than that. And we never thought that they would be realized. Well, they're coming around again. And the 8-8 and the eclipses are shining a light on them now. And those of us that believed in those projects and worked on them and brought them forth, they will be now supported. So it's a very exciting time. Let's go to our next caller. We have Jessica, and Jessica is in New Jersey. Hi, Jessica. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
You know, I have a question about your walk-in, because how come you didn't change your name to, what did you say, it's Ariel or Ariella?
Angel Ariel.
I'm screwed.
That's a very good question.
And I've, so why didn't you change your name? Yeah.
That's a very good question. I've been asked that many times in my interviews on both radio and TV. I did not change my name out of respect for the former soul. I kept the name of Claire Candy because her family would not have understood this. And most of the family still do not understand this. They do not understand the term walk-in. And it would have been very disrespectful for me to, I know it would have it absolutely killed my parents if I did this. I mean, I walked in when I was 47 and a half years of age, or when the former soul was 47 and a half years of age. And I took my responsibilities very seriously, Jessica. I'm in touch with, and I love the former soul's brothers. Her father passed away a year ago. I'm loving. I'm there. I'm supportive. After all, this former soul was in very deep trauma, physically and emotionally, but she allowed me to come in and to bring forth my mission on the earth plane. And every single second, I am in gratitude and appreciation for the physical vehicle that I am in, and that's the reason why that I go by the name of Claire Candy, out of respect for the former soul's family.
Right, that makes sense. Okay, thank you for sharing that. I was wondering.
You're very welcome. Do you have a question today?
I do. It's also interesting. You're talking about past projects coming back around and praying about stepping forward with my spiritual work again. And guidance has come through that I need to get an editor for my books, which I've had this guidance over the many years, and I've sort of stepped forward with it and stepped back. And I am now finally looking at the fears around taking my work to a larger level,
right?
Paralyzing a little bit of like what's coming up, and I just wanted some a message and some healing around that, because it's really surprising. I usually dive right into the healing work, but here I notice how I'm a little hesitant. So that's a new side of me.
If if we're doing this work, you can be 100% guaranteed that you were destroyed for it in a previous incarnation. I know myself in my book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, that's this book, that I was burnt at the stake as a healer in 14th century Scotland. And so we have been promised that that will not happen in this lifetime. And even though we know that in theory, it twinges something within us to say, well, if I speak about, you know, bringing this to light, what will happen to me? Also, that's number one. Number two, the Posse of Angels are saying that you are concerned with your writing being good enough, with it being acceptable, with it competing with all the other, you know, spiritual books on all the other New Age bookshops shelves in all the world, and which are considerable. So feelings of worthiness and deservability and measuring up are coming up as well. Know that if the book was given to you, we are like snowflakes. No two of us are exactly the same. Like when I wrote my book and channeled Angels of Faith, I said, well, there have been lots of books about angels, and God just about slapped me across the head and said, yeah, but this book wasn't given to anybody else. It's written with your unique vibration, your unique fingerprints, and it has a special message to serve yourself and then serve others. And then each of my books has become like a calling card for me. Yes, I've made money from my books. I never wrote them for money. I never wrote them for fame or for success. I wrote them because they made me feel alive and because God gave me these books. And I'm a good steward and a good servant of God, and I just do what the last thing that he, she, it, all that is, tells me to do. So I think it would be most important for you not to see it as spiritual work, but to say, how can I best serve? And if this is coming up over and over for you again, then just step forward and do the last thing that the divine asks you to do. And that definitely is now edit the book. I recall that this is a message that's been coming to you for a while. And of course, you know, they can't go against free will. But I can guarantee you that every time you take a step forward and you listen to the divine whispering in your heart, on the other side of that are magic, synchronicities, and miracles. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Jessica. First card that comes out for you is the Seven of Cups. Now, the Seven of Cups card is the card of choices, okay? It's also the card of being in your head. Okay, and they're saying more than choices here. They want you to drop down to your heart and stop being in your head. Stop trying to figure this out, because the book is written on the etheric plane, and it then came through, and to have it edited is the next step. Okay, they're saying, again, stop trying to figure this out and go forward like a child. And the next thing is for you just to you know, do that next step. Don't get so far ahead of yourself. You've got the Six of Cups. A Six of Cups is the card of feeling sentimental. Could be a card of children, but in this case, it's that a sentimental feeling. So they really want you to be kind to yourself and to, you know, to say, well, this book was given to me and it's my baby. And all I've got to do is take the baby steps and don't worry to get so far from ahead of myself. And certainly the next one is the Nine of Pentacles. And the Nine of Pentacles is feeling rich, feeling wealthy, feeling prosperous, luxuriating in the fact that, you know, I have this wonderful book. And you can close your eyes and you can imagine yourself going on book tours. You can imagine yourself standing before audiences talking about your book. You can imagine yourself, if it's a like my children's book, you know, perhaps visualizing myself reading it to a classroom full of children, or, you know, and, you know, talking in interviews and radio, TV, if these are the things that you most would love to do. But certainly the fears that are coming up is the fear of it being good enough and being in competition, and then fears around why you're doing this for either money or ego or success, which they're saying you really do need to let that go and just drop down to your heart and bring it forth. Let's go to these wonderful Oracle of E cards and see what message comes out for you here. Love these cards. Okay. The card you got was entangled, okay? You're entangled in your thoughts, and you've got to let this go.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. Because if you don't untangle yourself, mm-hmm. it's just going to keep constricting you, and you're gonna feel like you're restricted in life, and it's going to start to restrict other areas of your life. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jessica.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah,
you're welcome.
I'll go down to my heart.
Okay, have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye-bye. And that goes for all of us and not just for Jessica, as we often can get entangled in our thoughts and not just drop down to our hearts and allow for things to unfold with ease and grace and have faith in that. Let's go to our next caller. We have Stephanie in New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well.
I know you don't have a lot of time. So when I was doing a meditation about a week or two ago, and I think I don't remember all the details, but I was asking about, you know, where I should live or where, you know, if I should move. And I thought I saw an image with, like, a lot of water outside and then sort of like a rock climber coming down, even though I don't climb rocks. So I've been thinking about this, and I actually happened to see an image of a house in, where is it, Vermont, but it's on a big lake, but in the mountains. So I didn't know if that's what they were trying to show me, or if it was something else, or if they want to give more details about the image I saw.
Okay, so I got the words upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the vision that they're showing. And they're saying, just because you've been given this vision doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let this go and see how it unfolds. This certainly is not the time for it to unfold now. But they want you to know that they can't interfere with your free will. So they want you to think in no uncertain terms. You know, what do I want to experience? Do I want to be near a lake? Do I want to be near a stream? Do I want to be near a pond, an ocean? Do you know what things do I want to, you know, do I want to live in a man-made canal like in Florida? You know, they're saying that they want you to get a little bit more, specific in a way, because you haven't really narrowed down, what thing is your heartfelt intention. So, but they're saying that there definitely will be a move coming up for you, but they're not saying when this is going to happen. So the more you put your focus and attention on this beautiful place that, you know, that you want to live, the more that they can bring you synchronicities and miracles around this. Now, the first card that you get is the Star card. The Star card is the card of hope and faith and trust, what we were speaking about. And so that's the best thing that you can do, when it comes to realizing our dreams and really open up to that, you know, open up to that faith, that really you're in the driver's seat, but you're co-creating with the angels. The next card that's coming out for you is the Strength card. This is the card that what they're saying is what will bring in the fulfillment of your wishes and your prayers is on this card. This woman is sitting next to a beehive, and they're saying the sweetness in life and feeling those feelings of gratitude and appreciation, that is what will actually bring in all these beautiful fulfillment of your wishes. And the next one, the next card is the Herald of Cups, which is the Page of Cups. The Page of Cups is a beautiful reminder of messages around love. And I think for you too, that it would be very good if you would drop down to your heart with all of this and just put your focus on your heartfelt intentions. So I got to go to the next caller, Stephanie. Thank you so much for your call.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Okay, sure. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Amira. Amira, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff.
Hi, Amla. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff today.
Hello?
Hello, Amira. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your question?
I have a question about, I've really worked a lot on myself physically, mentally, emotionally, and I'm looking for a partnership. So I'm wondering, am I close to finding that person who...
Okay, all right. You know what, Amla, the most important thing that the Posse of Angels are saying for you is to stop searching and stop looking, but you will only attract to yourself the energies that you have inside of yourself. So the more that you can be grateful and appreciative, the more you can love yourself for exactly who you are, then you will draw that person to yourself. You know, maybe take off restrictions and constrictions as to how this person needs to come in.
Okay.
Well, I love this card. This is the card Jackpot. And jackpot means that the more you open your heart to be with somebody who is loving and sweet and kind, and the more you are like this, then the more you will draw somebody to yourself who has exactly the same characteristics in front of you. So I hope that's been helpful.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Let's go to our next caller. Our next caller is Julia from Austin, Texas. Julia, you're on the line.
Hi, Julia. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff today.
Hi there.
You there, Julia?
I'm here, Claire. How are you doing?
Yeah. Hi, Julia. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad I got in.
What's your question?
Yes, I always enjoy your reading. So I'm calling in because my dad isn't doing so great. And I was just wondering if you could give me any guidance from the angels, the posse of angels, about his health.
Okay, just, Julia, your line is going in and out, and I've only got one more minute to go. So what I'm going to do, Julia, it's your lucky day because I will call you back after I finish the send-off for my show, and I will get your question from you. So right after the show, I will give you a call back.
Cool. Thank you. I love you.
On this number, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right,
I
will speak to you soon. Take care. Bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. I'd like to thank all my callers. Thank you to my listeners. And please do remember, everyone, that today is that very special day as I am relaunching my the download digital version, the Kindle version on Amazon of this remarkable autobiography of I Am an Angelic Walk-In for the ridiculously low price of only $1. So go on there, take advantage of this 24-hour sale. Again, only for today, only for a dollar, the Kindle digital download, and enjoy going on the adventure and the journey with myself, Angel Ariel. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in today. And until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye.